We're extremely proud of the Ag Commodity Commission for Beef, the state checkoff that recently passed the referendum that they must go through every 3 years. It passed that earlier this year with well over 80% of support, which is a great level for a commodity commission. You know, we're proud to be a part of it for all 3 years. We've requested additional dollars to go towards promoting beef in the metro areas of Atlanta and Savannah and Columbus and other cities around the state so we can get out in front of the consumers and kind of talk to them about what cuts of beef they should be eating at different times of the year to kind of fit in with the holiday schedule and what's healthy to serve their families.
And Bentley reminds producers that state checkoff dollars stay right here and can be used for more than just promotional efforts.
So these dollars can be used for on-farm research, and that's something that makes it kind of unique in the checkoff world that we partner with other groups to do promotion. But what's so exciting about it is that the University of Georgia can request dollars for research. So there's things like the economics of creep feeding your cattle, research on annual ryegrass and alfalfa use in the southeast, managing horn flies, and, you know, things along those lines that impact our farms and things that we deal with on a daily basis on the farm. These checkoff dollars can be used for research for that specific in Georgia, and we're extremely happy that the University of Georgia requested well over $800,000. They were, you know, awarded somewhere in the $350,000 range, just simply not enough dollars for all the projects, but the ones that were funded are going to have an immediate impact on our producers in the state.
To learn more, contact the Georgia Beef Board office in Macon. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.